It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
What it is, you know what it is, it's Tyrus. The Timf and I decided to put out one of our favorite past episodes this week for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode of Tyrus and Timf, Nuff Said. What it is, welcome to another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Timf podcast. I am, of course, Tyrus.
And I'm Timf.
Co-captain in the house.
Yet again, once again, we are without Devin.
Yeah.
We are.
And it's not just without Devin, it's no one's allowed to read the stories except Devin. Like,
yeah.
She's made it to where it's her way or no way. It's like,
yeah.
It's crazy to me that we just asked three adults to read.
Adults.
And they wouldn't. I'm not touching that.
Literate like, no. Adults. Because they're worried about what Devin will do.
Yeah. I mean, that's when you know you have a reputation.
Yep.
Because literally.
She'd rather be feared than loved.
Yeah.
She'd rather be feared than love is what we're saying. And, you know, that's just because, you know, some of the stuff she's been involved in.
Yep.
With the methamphetamine.
Mistrial, though. So we don't really. You know, we assumed, but I guess we have to wait for the retrial.
We'll have to wait for the real retrial and see what her fate will be.
We hold our opinions till we actually get the facts. You know, that's what Tyrus and Timf is all about, just the facts.
Right, but you know, she's become accustomed to living by the law of the streets.
Plus, let's not you know, forget about the elephant in the room. We are in the top, I believe, 11 or 12 for man, woman, comedy, team, political news, podcast. So there's the success of that.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's not an easy thing, you know, to be in the top 50 specific podcasts, you know.
No.
So we have to worry about that. And the fact that she just loves to take Fridays off.
Yeah.
It's technically only time we work is on Friday. So I'm starting to feel like it's personal. I know I'm not supposed to, but have you noticed a trend, Kat, that like everyone around us gets promotions, vacation days?
Yeah. When's the last time I had a vacation? I don't know.
I mean, we haven't, Catherine even hasn't even passed her reading test yet to read the stories, and she's getting promoted. You know what I'm saying? Like she's bouncing like tennis ball. And it, you know, it's literally, we can't, the only guy that we ever were like, hey, this guy's not going to cut it, was the bartender.
Yeah, oh my gosh. What was his name again?
What was that guy's name again?
He had one job.
He had one thing.
Was it like Todd?
Jonesera?
This is going to drive me crazy. I'm not going to be able to function.
Steve.
Chad Griffin.
Yes,
Chad Griffin.
Because I said, any relation.
Chad Griffin had one job.
Yeah. And I didn't set things off because I said he was the most shot out 21-year-old I had ever seen in my life
mm-hmm.
because he looked older than me. He had been through some stuff in such a young, short time, and we had supplied him with a bar.
Yep.
And all he had to do was
My tequila soda.
Yeah,
like not that hard.
Didn't bring any booze. Not that we, you know, promote drinking on the job here at Tyrus and
Tyrus
at all. But if you must, bring all the stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, don't be the brown paper bag guy or gal with the whiskey. I mean, go full regalia. If you have a bar, you know, martini cups, even if it's beer, you know what I'm saying? A straw, maybe some vegetables, you know, an olive or whatever. Like,
yes.
jazz it up, you know, or if you're going to go whiskey, go Fireball. You know, if you're going to go there, then you go there. And which, speaking of going there, that's literally what Devin does. She goes somewhere else except for here.
Yeah,
this is there because everyone's in the studio. And that's another thing, too. Like, I now know what my fish feel like, and I don't know if I'm comfortable with it.
Yeah, everyone's staring at us.
We're in a glass cage, and there's people just staring at us, and we can't hear them.
Nope.
And we see them, and plus they have masks
on.
Because they literally be like, this is not funny. This is what I'm talking about. This is what you have to get used to. Now, when I tell you to, just nod your head like you're laughing, and the big one will acknowledge it and think he's funny and keep going.
Yeah.
The smaller one's a little more clever, so you don't make eye contact with her because she's doing the same thing we're doing. Speaking of doing something that you think is a good idea that is really not a good idea, like taking a day off on your only day of work.
Okay.
Will you read this? Because I just don't like to say this word.
Which one?
Creates.
Penis?
No, I'm okay with that. I just don't like the word create. I feel like I feel like it puts too much pressure on me.
All right.
What if I don't create magic? You know? Like, what if...
Okay. Sure. Let's do it. Man creates penis shapes with his running routes to raise money for testicular cancer. One Welwyn Garden City man has found a way to get his blood pumping and raise some money for charity at the same time. Adam Linsell, an air conditioning engineer, was looking to get back into shape after Christmas and chose to start running in his own style, running routes in the shape of a penis. Multiple penises, not a penis, multiple penises. Adam said, "I chose testicular cancer, UK.com, as I thought it was an apt choice. I was running testicles, so why not raise the profile and awareness for men to check themselves?" Adam added, "I did attempt to write the word love on Valentine's Day, but the internet wasn't happy and just wanted more penises." You could have known that. Adam has currently raised more than £1,100, not dollars, and said the support he has received is definitely keeping him motivated to run. After seeing lots of comments online about, quote, how much lockdown needed something like this to cheer everyone up, Adam is planning to carry on with his runs. You know, that's like the most, like, if someone's like, what's the internet? That's all that you need to, like, tell them about the internet. If they had no idea what the internet was, I tried to do something for love and they wanted more penises.
Which is only true in the internet.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's only true in the internet, guys. I hate to break your heart, fellas.
That's an important distinction.
Yeah, you're... No woman's going to say the hell with your love.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, we can't have people running around thinking that. No.
It's not. And here's the other thing. I'm just going to put it out there. You're running in the shape of
penises.
Penis, thank you. But it's for testicular cancer.
Yeah, it's not penis cancer.
It's for the suitcase.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the walking stick.
Right.
It's the suitcase. So, so he should have been running in circles and not even circles. You know, it's not, I don't know what to say in this situation because I feel like it's just, this is a bad idea. And one, he raised £1,100, which is, I think, $1 million American dollars.
roughly,
give or take a scotch here and there. But nary a time has... ever, except in I think one movie where his drawing penises somehow saved him, and that was the McLovin movie.
Superbad,
and that's what he did in school all day, is he drew artistic pictures of penises all day, and he didn't want the teacher to know. That's the only situation where I found that drawing penises serve you well. Anytime anyone or a man is caught drawing one, it's typically not met with rave reviews. It's like, this is what you're doing with your time, Mr. Murdoch?
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of a young man would do such a thing? Like, and then they give it to your mom, and then you got to explain to her, you know, and then you're going to have that jerk to, like, wants to criticize or critique your work, you know?
Yeah, just, like, that's not what it looks like. Yeah,
you wish, bro. Yeah. You wish, you know, just... all the things that would go wrong with this, and he's trying to raise money for testicular cancer, which I applaud him, but he could literally just say, hey guys, I'm going to run for testicular cancer, and for every mile I'll do, who's going to give me a dollar?
But no,
and pledge. You do pledges.
But then we wouldn't be talking about it. Like, and you need the penises, like, get people talking.
I'm okay with not having this conversation.
All right, well.
You know, but you know
speaking
what?
Speaking of you can't get sausage.
Away from it. Yeah.
Speaking of sausage.
Boom, I
knew
it.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
That
okay.
Might be the best one of all time.
Of all time. This, worst case.
Yeah.
Get it? W-U-R-S-T.
Yeah, worst.
Burglar caught over bite from German sausage. I don't know if that's the worst case. Whatever. Someone just needed to make a pun.
You took the bullet for us reading all the penis words, so I guess I can.
All right.
I got the glasses on, so I guess I can do this. German police say that they have solved a 9-year-old burglary. What the hell did he steal?
Nine years old?
Well, America, Jacket, you got 7 years and you're free, with the exception of, like, murder. and anything on cancel culture.
Yeah. If
you
said something offensive in kindergarten, you cannot have a job in America.
You know what you did in kindergarten.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Okay. So I guess if I kept reading, I would have answered my own question. Old burglary after DNA found on a half-eaten piece of sausage, a 9-year-old piece of sausage, mashed out to a man detained in France over an unrelated crime.
Mm.
Was it a biting crime? Was it a piece of bread? Police in western town of Schwelm said Tuesday that the sausage belonged to the victim, and the suspect, a 30-year-old Albanian citizen. Do we need to know that? It appeared to have helped himself to a bite during the March 2012 break-in. 2012, yeah. It remains if it wasn't clear what type of sausage. Does that matter? Apparently it wasn't the delicious kind because he just took one bite. Known in Germany as Wurst, the burglar had nibbled, though police said it was a hard variety. Okay, now they're just getting silly. Investigators were recently alerted that the French police had taken a matching DNA sample from a man involved in a violent crime.
Okay, so we here at Tyrus & Timpf, we have to say the obvious here.
Yep.
We don't condone robbery, but if you must, I mean, if you're trying to get away with it, wait till you get home to eat a sausage.
Yeah.
You don't need to eat a sausage at the scene of the crime.
And speaking of scene of the crime, here comes a literary scene of the crime. I will continue on with, because I have to, because this is bad. I'm just brace yourself. For those viewers at home, what I'm about to say is offensive. You may find it offensive.
Okay.
But the Schwelm police said that the subject remains free and in the worst case.
Spelled W-U-R-S-T.
He may escape punishment.
Somebody loved that.
Yeah,
they loved that pun.
Yeah, this reeks of a Devin inner. Like she wrote this in here. She added,
yeah.
The statute of limitations, which I said okay, on burglary has expired, meaning he will not likely be extradited to Germany. So he will stay where he's at to go to jail for the violent crime he committed. But the good news is the police department in Schlemm can take the 9-year-old sausage out of the refrigerator again. That was not my intention. That's not a dry spell. That's an actual
bratwurst.
Hold on to your steering wheels, folks. We'll be right back after this.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Stuntman soaks in bean dip for 24 hours to save favorite restaurant. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So we went from sausages and now we're in the dip.
Bean dip. So when your favorite Mexican restaurant is struggling to stay alive, what else would you do but sit in a pool of bean dip outside for 24 hours to attract diners?
That wouldn't attract me.
I don't know if I would. Okay. To drive the point home, stuntman hunt. This doesn't count as a stunt. Stunt is like when you're risking your life, when you're sitting in a bowl of beans.
I do my own stunts in movies, Kat, and I wish that it just asked me to sit and dip.
Sit in a pile of dip?
Hey, we're going to launch your big ass on this machine, and hopefully you don't miss the landing point, which I did, by the way. So that was nice, but it's not about me right now. It's about
Mr. Bean Dip. All right. Hunter Ray Barker is wearing a T-shirt and mask with the Los Toros restaurant logo, which features three bulls, and getting his arm tattooed with the image during the marathon.
Wait, he's getting his arm tattooed while
he's in the bean dip.
That's got to be a hygiene nightmare.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, I don't think
you're going to get beans like implanted under your. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it burns. Put bean dip on it. Oh, yeah. Better.
His idea stunned Nicolas Montano, the owner of Los Toros, which was founded in 1967. Who blah blah blah. Chatsworth, not Los Angeles.
I've been here. I've been in this restaurant.
Is it good?
Yeah. I mean, not like, you know, sit in a giant bowl of bean dip for
Getting a tattoo.
Yeah, whilst getting a tattoo. Nary should those things ever cross. I mean, that's like,
it's weird because when you think of being a stuntman or a daredevil, you think of like, you know, physically dangerous things, not like oh boy, I might get infected.
I'm going to jump the restaurant in a motorcycle.
Right. Not like
for charity.
Not like something that could be hazardous to your health.
But you know what, though? I have to also tip my hat a little bit because it is
weird stunt. Listen to this. It gets worse. It gets worse. Barker's devotion does not waver even when nature calls. I do have a funnel that's connected to me right now. Anytime I do have to go number one, that's connected to a bag attached to my body. For number two, that's a different story. We'll just have to wait and see. So he's got a catheter and getting tattooed while he sits in Bean Debt.
Okay. All right. Before I was weirded, now I'm just disgusted. Okay.
Who put in this catheter?
Who put in this idea?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to be offended if you take a time out.
No.
We're going to go to a commercial, folks. I mean, was the crowd standing on their feet cheering while he just sat in Bean Dip? And then afterward, is the Bean Dip auctioned off for charity?
I don't think anyone's like, well, I was going to eat there, but now that I know that he's not peeing in the Bean Dip, I don't want to eat here anymore. I really don't. I
don't believe there was catheter. I think he was just going. I think he just said that for the people. But
yeah,
you know,
that's
here's
true.
The deal. I was going to give him credit before you hit me with more facts. That he was being clever because it was the laziest, safest stunt you could possibly do. Because here's the thing about stuntmen. They are grossly underpaid in movies and stuff. They don't make as much as the stars. And they're the ones who are – the things were going ooh and ah in the movie theaters or at home now. I guess movie theaters is like a dinosaur. But and they risk injury and shortened careers and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So
and their lives, of course.
Stuntman, if you ask a stuntman
– is this a stunt?
He's going to say, yeah. Like, I would be like, you know what? I will sit on my couch all day and watch reruns of Westerns and eat your not the Bean Dip, obviously, but salsa and chips and say good things about your restaurant all day. I will do that. And people can come watch me. They can sit outside my house and watch me. I would do that. I would perform that stunt. I think that's fine. But he literally said, I will sit in Bean Dip. And this is, I have a sneaking suspicion, this is Los Angeles, that this weed might be in this decision-making. Because this strikes me as a toking idea gone awry. Like, bro, you know what we should do? What? You should sit in a giant bowl of beans, right? Oh, my God, bro, that'd be so crazy.
And while you're sitting in the beans, bro, get a tattoo, bro.
Wait, everyone, quiet. Cat's got a good idea.
Get
a tattoo. Hold on. Sorry. I'm not really coughing, because coughing's for losers. If he got the tattoo, but, like, is it a tattoo of a bowl of beans? Are we going that way? Or, you know what I'm saying? Because then it's like, if you really think about it in your mind, yo, like, he's in the Bean Dip, but the Bean Dip is a part of him on two different levels. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow, man. Yeah.
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 I agree with you.
That's how it went down.
All right. Want to do one more?
Since this has been an episode of food... Catherine's literally throwing she's ups. She just got a promotion. She's got to go. Okay. I understand. I guess you're hosting the new primetime show. Congratulations. Wow. Nice.
Congrats, Catherine.
Yeah, it's always nice. We watch them go. You know, we bring them in. When we finally learn their name, then they go. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, good way to go, Tammy. Really, I mean, sorry, Catherine. Since we're sticking with food.
Panda Express?
I mean, we gotta.
Okay. Panda Express employee forced to strip during trust-building exercise? No! A former Panda Express employee said she was pressured to strip to her underwear in front of colleagues and strangers. Strangers? So, like, not even just colleagues. During a trust-building exercise, according to a civil complaint.
Well, colleagues can be strangers.
She filed the lawsuit last month. Right. In Los Angeles County, Los Angeles, Superior Court, Panda Express, and Alive Seminars and Coaching Academy, a self-improvement consulting outfit that led the exercise, are named in the suit as defendants.
She reads really fast.
She said the Alive Seminars were often a, quote, prerequisite to promotion. The days-long sessions, however, were, quote, bizarre and quickly devolved into psychological abuse. Damn. During one session on July 13th, 2019, she was pressured into an exercise where she was forced to strip down to her underwear under the guise of trust building. After she left the seminar early, she was constructively terminated from her position with Panda Express, according to the suit. Said she's a victim of sexual battery, a hostile work environment, infliction of emotional distress, did not name a dollar figure for damages. Panda Restaurant Group, the Rosemead, California-based parent company of Panda Express, said it is conducting its own investigation of the allegations outlined in the lawsuit. Quote, we do not condone. No.
Ah! Yeah.
The kind of behavior described in the lawsuit is deeply concerning to us. Well, yeah, what the hell? Like, that's sick. That's abuse. That's awful. And also, like, you're doing it in front of all these people. You think that it's like there must be witnesses, right? Like those are witnesses.
Yeah, I just don't. I thought team building was when, like, you go to fall backwards and somebody catches you. I didn't realize you had to be in your draws for them to catch you. Or you know, and then that was just, if that truly is what had happened, yeah, shame on them. And breaking news, Amtrak worker accused of stealing, selling 77 chainsaws. I just wanted to add that to the story. I feel like...
It's just funny that, like, it's one item she went with, just like the chainsaws.
Get your chainsaws here. Chainsaws. Get them while y'all... We live in the city. What are we going to cut? You're in a subway, right?
$50,000 for chainsaws.
In a train. Like, hey, when we make a stop, cut down a tree.
Yeah,
make
what
some
point
firewood.
Are you like, I decided chainsaws are going to be my thing.
I know. Right after we finished toking up and talking about bean dip and bean dip tattoos, yo, we could then go on the road and we could sell something. What could we sell? What could we sell? This is the part where you say
chainsaws.
Oh my God, bro. Yeah, that's such a good idea. Let's sell chainsaws. Because who would you get on a train like and you're stuck? You can't get out of the door. You know, when that happens, you have to wait for someone to come let you in. Not anymore. You know what I'm saying? Not enough leg room. You just, you know, you cut the seat in front of you. Hopefully the people get up. But I think this is a winner. We sell chainsaws on a train and we travel the country, which means
traveling chainsaw salesmen.
There's literally over 7 million people living in the United States. If we could just sell to 77 of them, man, we wouldn't have to pay rent for months. I'm in. Who's investing?
Yeah. Well, what have we learned today?
I learned
you can get a bean dip in a tattoo, or a tattoo in a bean dip.
Yeah. I don't think that was hygienically safe in any way, shape, or form. As a guy with tattoos, I prefer my tattoos to be clean.
And not full of bean dip with your own pee in it?
Now, again, if we are both novices in the arts of the medicinal purposes of beans, if bean dip is considered something you put on cuts like mud or something like that, and after your tattoo, a good dosage of bean dip will help the color stand out more and protect you from infection, then I stand corrected and we're both wrong as hell, which I'm good with. But I don't feel like we are. I feel like that was the stupidest you could possibly do.
Yep.
Blood and bean dips and ink do not mix. I don't care what kind of salsa you have. And of course, I didn't learn, it was reaffirmed, that there's still no cool way or accepted way to draw penises and have people praise it, even if it's for a good cause. Like, it's just, you got to do something else, bro. It's not the business.
No.
No one's ever going to go, wow, that was amazing. You changed my life. I will never look at them the same after this amazing artwork you did. And, of course, trust building. I think the best way to trust somebody is to tell them at the beginning of the exercise
that they can leave their clothes on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I learned that's a better way to build trust. And what do we learn today? We keep our clothes on. Mm-hmm. We don't draw sexual organs of men for charity. And if we're going to rob somebody's house and decide to have a snack, you eat the whole thing. You just don't take a bite and put it back.
Mm-mm. Or wait till you get home.
Yeah, I mean, since you're stealing anyways, you know, just grab a Ziploc bag and make yourself a little doggy bag, as we say back in the day. No offense to dogs anywhere. But I'm sure we'll get a call or a tweet saying, how dare you refer to it as a bag of food as a doggy bag. My dog did not walk with me every morning for it to be referred to as a doggy bag. So I apologize, but that's just no ill will on that one. So, all right. Well, now we will say
for
our
more podcasts like this.
And we will get ready for the Greg Gutfeld show,
which is for the final time airing Saturday nights at 10 p.m. at Fox News Channel.
I will miss you all so much because my prison release program only allows me to work on the weekend. So this, I'm hoping I can get on with Waters or Judge Janine. I'll give them a call. I don't have their numbers. Maybe, you know, I'll just find them. I'll follow my heart. Worst case scenario, I'll go sit in some coleslaw in front of Fox until someone gets me a weekend show. But for more podcasts like this, you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. She's the 10th.
I'm 10th.
I'm Tyrus. Devin's off for the day. And is this Catherine's last show with us? One more. One more. Awesome. And we have a new person. Kat, did you meet the new person? She's right there.
How am I going to meet her? I don't know her name.
Well, we're still social distancing.
Right, exactly. I am Kat Timpf.
Kate and Kat.
Her name's Kate?
Kate.
Nice to meet you, Kate.
I would have guessed that because she told me that and I had brain freeze. So, all right, welcome aboard, Kate. And I guess see you when we see you, Catherine. And Devin, wherever you are, watching your 90 Day Fiancé Marathon, come back soon. All right, Kat, enough said. Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.